Thanks for having me back on Radio St. Pete. I always love the chance to talk about the Edge because for me, this is more than a district. It's a community of friends, neighbors, and business owners, and people who just genuinely care about St. Pete. As the executive director of the Edge Business District Association, I have the privilege of working alongside an amazing board of directors led by our board president, Doug Jackson, of the law firm Douglas G. Jackson. Our board, business members, volunteers, and partners are constantly working to support our businesses, strengthen the district, and make the Edge a place where people want to visit again and again. For anyone new to the Edge, we run from MLK or 9th Street to 16th Street, along Central, from 1st Ave North to 1st Ave South. It's a small but mighty district packed with restaurants, retail, entertainment, art, wellness, beauty, workspaces, and just a lot of personality. We invite everyone to come and be part of the Edge experience. The Edge is easy to visit and fun to explore. You can drive in and use street parking, or better yet, keep your car cool in the convenient central parking garage just across from Ferg's. You'll find the entrance on 1st Ave North. You can also get here by PSTA, hop on a scooter, ride your bike, or connect from the Pinellas Trail. This is one of those districts where you can park once or just skip your car altogether and enjoy several stops in one visit. You can grab lunch, shop local, meet a friend, take a class, find dessert, enjoy happy hour, or wander into something unexpected. We also have free Wi-Fi at select locations, making it easy to work, meet, or hang out while enjoying the district. What I love most about the Edge is the variety and, of course, the people behind it. You have a casual lunch, celebrate a birthday, take a painting class or pour your own candle. You can grab a drink or discover a hidden speakeasy, or just walk around and feel the energy of local St. Pete. We have incredible longstanding businesses and community anchors like Ferg's and Green Bench, Candle Pour and Suncoast Credit Union, all helping shape the district in their own way. And then you have so many food options depending on what kind of day you're having. You can enjoy the flavors and energy of Mercato, or stop into Copa, grab an Italian pasta from Fusillo, or pick up something delicious from Brooklyn South. There really is something for everyone. The Edge is local, creative, walkable, a little unexpected, and very St. Pete. So what's new and fun? Well, there is a lot of fresh energy in the district right now, and I'm especially excited to highlight some of our women-owned businesses. Sunshine City Paint, located at 909 Central, is such a fun addition. It is a great place to tap into your creative side, gather with friends, try something new, and just connect with your community members. We also have Glow Image at 1010 Central. It's a new woman-owned nail salon, bringing more beauty and self-care into the Edge. And let's not forget Velvet Coop Wine Lounge at 25 9th Street, or MLK. It's another woman-owned business, adding stylish and creative environment and locally driven feel to the east end of the district. These new businesses join other amazing women business owners in and around the Edge, including T. Bella and Sands Market, just to name a few. And we love celebrating milestones. Candlepour is celebrating 3 years in the Edge, which is such a big deal. Business anniversaries matter because they represent staying power, loyal customers and creativity, and real investment in our community. Speaking of investment in our community, Suncoast Credit Union just celebrated 7 years at their location at 1022 Central Ave. For anyone with a sweet tooth, National Cheesecake Day is coming up on July 30th, and our member, Eat This Dessert First, owned by Joseph Jackson, is celebrating with extra special cheesecake in a jar. Part of the fun in the Edge is there's always something to discover and enjoy. You can come for one thing and end up finding something completely unexpected. A new shop, a great cocktail, a creative class, or just live entertainment, or even hidden treasures like Bar Chica, our speakeasy style spot tucked inside the district. And have you seen the view from the rooftop at Sparrow at the Moxie Hotel? I was there earlier this week and watched the most beautiful sunset. This is what makes the Edge feel like an experience, not just a destination. June was a huge month for us. We hosted our City Council District 6 candidate forum at Connect St. Pete, which gave residents and business owners and neighbors a chance to hear directly from the candidates about issues impacting our community. Then earlier this week, we hosted our Edge membership meeting at Zurich Magic Theater, which was such a fun setting to bring our business members together. And we celebrated Pridetopia in the Edge as part of St. Pete Pride. It was a wonderful opportunity to see people walking the district, supporting our businesses, and celebrating community in true St. Pete fashion. So what's next? Well, this summer, we're focusing on supporting our local businesses, connecting our members, and getting ready for a very active fall. We have our highly connected happy hour at Bar Mezzo coming up in July on the 15th, along with committee meetings and cleanups, business outreach, and ongoing district improvement efforts. We are also continuing to work with our business, residents, property owners, and city partners on beautification, lighting, pedestrian safety, and making the Edge feel even more welcoming and accessible, easy to enjoy. So we have two big fall events coming up you won't want to miss. Halloween on Central is happening Sunday, October 25th from 12 to 5. This is a fun, family-friendly celebration along Central Avenue in partnership with the Grand Central District. You can expect costumes and candy and local activations, entertainment, vendors, food and drink, and of course, plenty of St. Pete Halloween spirit. We are also excited for the first Booker Creek Arts Festival happening November 12th through the 15th. This will be the district-wide celebration of art, creativity, local business, and community connection. Guests will be invited to explore participating businesses where they'll find pieces of art to vote on, exploring new artists, and joining us for an exciting award ceremony at Ferg's. But today, I invite you to come and experience the Edge. Be part of the magic that makes St. Pete special. Grab lunch and bring a friend. Shop local. Try a class. Book an appointment. Find a hidden gem. Or just share your favorite Edge business on social media. This is how you keep St. Pete uniquely St. Pete. If you are looking to get even more involved, join us as a volunteer. Attend a cleanup or come to an event. Or just simply stay engaged. The Edge is growing and changing, but what makes it feel special is the people. Our business owners, employees, residents, artists, visitors, volunteers, and partners, and our dedicated board. I feel really lucky to help tell the story of this district and support the people who make it what it is. So come visit, explore what's new, support local, and be part of the Edge experience. To learn more, you can visit edgedistrict.org. Or follow the Edge District on social media. We look forward to seeing you soon.